to a younger Christian. Place yourself where you can use your powers of mind to the best advantage for him. But that is not all. Your physical powers must be employed in his service. In order to gain strength, you must give your physical powers exercise. No youth can engage in constant study or sedentary employment and have harmonious action of the physical, mental, and moral powers. Every part of the living machinery must be used. Both mind and body must be given exercise. Abstain strictly from all stimulating food or drink. You are God's property. You are not to abuse any organ of the body. You are to care wisely for your body, that there may be a perfect development of the whole man. Is it not an act of ingratitude on your part to do anything so to weaken your vital forces that you are unable properly to represent him or to do the work he has for you to do? Your time belongs to him who has purchased you with an infinite price. He wants you so to use your powers as to glorify his name. If in the past you have failed to realize that you are not your own, to do with as you please, but that you belong to God, both by creation and by redemption, will you not now redeem the time? Seek to live a useful life, a life elevated and ennobled by the thought that you are God's property. Seek to improve, that you may be of the greatest possible use to your owner.